Okay, it's Thursday night, or Letes Mar Cheshvin. We're still in the mitzvah, Kiddush HaShabbos Mitzvorim. We're learning fascinating, interesting things in the Minchas Chinuch. And you kept changing. Yeah, very interesting things. Okay, we're up to what we have as Yud. Ma Shehikshah Mogen Avrom Al Ha'orchai. Okay. After Avon Moti Yeraisa, my son be caught.
What more happened?
I mean, the Mogen Avrom has this. Oh, yeah, back in Osh. Mogen Avrom has this problem with Shitoso whenever a man dies in Myris. So the Mogen Avrom holds. Oh, he brings them from the Mordechai. Rabbanon holds with the chiyah of the Rabbanon. The Mordechai seems to say that the Rabbanon is the motzi of the Raisa. So when I brought Mishnah on him, that's not true. It's a favorite of Mishnah that if you're not mechuyah v'dover, you can't be motzi. And one of the cases are cotton. Cotton is mechuyah v'drabbanon because chinuch. So you see, a Rabbanon cannot be motzi of the Raisa. Ayin Ramban, the Megillah, the Chacham and Aleph, the cotton shegia lechinuch ain't a chayav midrabbanon. That you don't really have a compelling raya from that Mishnah, because it could be a cotton is not even mechuyav midrabbanon. We talk about the chiyav chinuch that's on the father, not that the cotton is chayav midrabbanon, but the father. To be, I don't like to such a point like this show. Well, making sense pretty sounds pretty much like a value to me.
Does it seem more
nostalgic? I don't know. My chinuch in learning would not allow me to give an opinion about something Rishonim said. I am not shy about Rishonim. But Rishonim, you don't touch. You want to hear something? I'll tell you something Rambam once said to us about Rishonim. First of all, I don't understand the Rishonim, but I'm about to say it's not from Rambam. The Rishonim are the Mefarish, the Gemara. So in the Rishonim's view, they're telling you what the Gemara is saying. Because if the Pnei Yeshua is a Kasha and a Teretz, most of the time he's telling you what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. But the Rishonim always look at themselves as commentaries of the Gemara. And their viewpoint, they're telling you what the Gemara is saying. They're not telling you what they're saying. Even though you'll say, like, okay, what's the difference? They're saying, no, there's a very big difference. They say, they're just telling what the Gemara is saying. They don't, like, they're not, they're like, what do they call it? The army had a word for embedded in the army. Embedded, maybe.
Yeah.
Embedded. Maybe it's not the right word. That's not what I'm trying to say. They say, chop the Gemara. They're not saying their own shotim. They're not. You have to take the words for it. That's what. Meaning. What?
Ain't they racing it?
Well, they're explaining the Gemara. They're telling the way they see the Gemara. So when they're finished talking, they're telling you what the Gemara is saying. They don't feel like they're telling you what the Rashba is saying. They feel like they're telling you what the Gemara is saying. What? No. Okay. I'm not going to argue with
you. Why? What is it? I mean, you know, if all of a sudden they said, oh, okay, we're
you open a prayer. Why are they great? Where did that come from?
It came from what I was taught. And what I've read in the
greater than the Rishonim?
No, Adarabba, they're coming to say that since the Rishonim were so great and they were explaining the Gemara, so in order to understand the Gemara really well, the Rishonim, the only way to do that is by learning the Achronim.
The Achronim do not do that, I'm sorry to tell you. You open a Pnei Yoshua, you learn 100 Pnei Yoshua, 92 of them, we will tell you a kasha he thought of, and a terrace he thought of.
Which in the Rishonim,
no, no, I don't know, it's not true. You're a nice guy,
but this,
it's not true. It's not true that the Achronim is based on their Torah on what Rishonim said. It's mamish not the case.
It's all based on Rishonim. Rashi's a Rishonim, he sounds.
Okay, but so what?
So anything they're saying, they're only explaining what Rishonim.
Okay,
alright,
let's drop it. Of course I'm learning the Rishon, but you take out a Tzlach, a Pnei Yeshua, a Haflaw, any Achron, and they are they're asking questions and saying Terutzim, they're not addressing the Rishonim. Of course they've incorporated the Rishonim into their understanding of the Gemara, but their questions and answers are not commentating, they're not commentaries. They're not giving you the deeper meaning of what the Gemara is saying in general. Nothing's absolute, but they're not telling you a perush of the Gemara. They sort of question that sort of rise, and they're giving you an answer.
Speaking out what the Rishonim is saying.
Okay, yeah. I'm not going to say yes, I don't know what you're talking about. 99 out of 100 Pnei Yeshuas do not bring down the Rishonim. They're not addressing the Rishonim. He's asking
that the Rishonim is on the based on Rashi. We don't call
that the
prior.
Who told you these things? It's not based on Rashi.
No, it's not even with Rashi.
I mean, he's going to say now, what do you mean it's not based on Rashi? He learned the Gemara with Rashi.
No, because he was in a fire and he said, the only reason he wrote the book was to thank Hashem to defend Rashi against the passage of
You're thinking of the Magine Shlomo, not the Pnei Yeshua. The Magine Shlomo, the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, wrote a sefer to defend Rashi against Tosfos' questions. That's the Magine Shlomo. You're confused. Pnei Yeshua has nothing to do with anything. The Magine Shlomo wrote a sefer to defend. Magine Shlomo, get the name? He wrote a sefer to defend Rashi from Tosfos' question. That's a specific agenda he had. He wrote a sefer to Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, I believe. Maybe his father, maybe his grandfather. Try to understand this difference. It's a yesod. The Achronim. The Achronim are not interpreting the Gemara. They're giving you insights into the Gemara. They're adding layers of pshat. They're taking you deep, deep into the Inyan. But they're not interpreting the Gemara. The Rishonim interpret the Gemara's words. The Achronim do not.
Who's your benefactor?
What?
Who's your benefactor?
First one to go back to the way is Rav Chaim, who had a special relationship with the Rambam, and he said, I'm going to explain to you what the Rambam is really saying. You're right. That's Rav Chaim. That was a very revolutionary thing he did. And he said, I'm just going to tell you what the Rambam is saying. I'm not going to tell you. It's like saying I'm not going to tell you my own Torah, so to speak. I mean, the whole Sefer is his Torah, but it's a commentary on the Rambam. But the 500 years of Achronim between, let's say, the Meiri and the very late and Rav Chaim. You can't call them commentators on the Gemara. their mother. Okay, anyway, what I wanted to say is as follows. That, because he wants me to vote on which reason I like this. And I said I refuse to. My chinuch from my Rosh Hashiva was that the Rishonim is like Kodesh Kodoshim, and I would never deign to give an opinion on what Rishon is more established to me. It would be, I'm not shy with the acronym, but with Rishonim we don't touch. And rather, this week is a good example where Avram goes down to Mitzrayim. There's a wrong. So the machlekes we've shown him, Avram did a chet. God said Avram was wrong. He should not have gone down. Hashem told him, live in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be fine. Hashem did not address whether or not he should go down. He felt he had to go down. Al-Sishtadlus, he went down. Another Rabbah, Sayon, that he was not Maharer after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he didn't have kindness to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You told me, give me Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to have a cold room, and here I have to run away and look for a place to be, the Mokum HaRov. Rav Moshe fights him. He asks, he says, he's like Tomei on the Ramban. He says, how do you say that our Avos did a chet if Chazal didn't tell us they did a chet and the Svarim don't say he did a chet? How did the Ramban just like say our Rav Avinu was Tomei? That's Rav Moshe's question on the Ramban. How do you have the right to say that? So Rav Abba, my Rosh Hashiva, commented on Rav Moshe, who was commenting on the Ramban, who was commenting on Avraham Avinu. He said that Rav Moshe is not correct, that the Rishonim had a basic understanding of Chumash, of Gemara, and they were so close to the shot, the words, that they could. They could. They do. And his understanding of the Rishonim, like I said, the Rishonim are like one with the Gemara. They're not saying their own. The Rishonim, you could say, the Rishonim did not think of themselves as saying a piece of Torah. The Yeshua said a piece of. Try again. The Yeshua says a piece of Torah. Every piece of the Yeshua, all the Achrayim, are saying Shikos Torah. They thought of a question. They thought of a terrorist.
What? They're always saying that when you have a Mephobos Rishon, it's like
piercing. Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. Beautiful. Right, yeah.
I don't know why one person can't be more easy on the
now. I keep saying that's my chinuch, that it would be presumptuous for a person as small as me to like mix in. So it's like if Einstein and Bohr, Boehr, had a machlekes about something in theoretical physics, so I would say, you know what? Like, you barely graduated high school. Like, well, what are you
every black hole is that way.
That has to be in a judgmental way. Not that it's better in itself, but for me.
Okay, no, but.
No way, huh?
Well, you could say it, but it's totally presumptuous. You're a jerk. You're a baby. You're a small.
In the end, on one Ashon against one Rishon against him.
You think the Tzakalacha
comes from where?
I doubt this Klalei Hora. I doubt highly they paskin who they thought was right.
But like two Achronim who argue on each other, two Rishonim.
Did you hear?
Who argue on each other.
I answered you. The Pesach Halacha is not who I think is wrong, correct.
I understand.
It's probably wrong.
I understand, but we're going to possibly mean one Rishon over the other one.
I was just listening.
In terms of Pesach, you can only do one thing.
Right.
No, you're not.
Somebody's
not
saying it.
No, there's Klal Yisrael because Klal Yisrael is waiting to be told what to do. So they don't even care who's right and who's wrong. Just tell me what to do.
So they have to like one reason and that's it.
Right. Okay. Without making a call of who's right and who's wrong.
You do like one and that's it.
Exactly. Perfectly put.
You say the same thing about Amorim.
The Torah wants to be understood, not to be not understood. And at the time of the show, you said, if you know where I'm at, if you know the context, you understand. The Torah wants to be understood, not to be not understood.
Yeah, so Rababa would tell us we should spend Monday understanding the Rashba and Tuesday understanding the Ramban. And not to spend any time who I think is right.
Exactly. You think is right. You're going to spend Monday understanding the other. I think the first thing is decide who is easier for you to understand. Is that you?
Easier. Whoa. Now you're cheating. I never said you can't hold ones easier to understand.
That's what I say. It's more than
now.
Easier to understand. No. It's very much not the same thing.
That's the problem.
More mistaver means more logical. I can say what's easier for me to understand. Yeah, one could be easier for me to understand. Now, I once asked Rav Abba, and I never got a satisfactory answer. What do you do, I said, how am I supposed to think hashkafically if Tosfos asks a kasha and doesn't say a teretz? He asks a kasha on the Gemara and he doesn't say a teretz. What am I supposed to think?
Tosfos didn't reach a teretz that he felt worthy of.
So am I supposed to go with Tosfos and say the Gemara is very difficult to take the Gemara? And what do you do?
What did the Ramban say? What did the Rashi say?
Well, okay, someone gives a teretz. No, the answer is now I'm thinking like I don't even understand my question now. The pshat is the Gemara is for sure right. And Tosfos doesn't understand why the Gemara is right. So he's asking a question. He wants someone to explain to him why the Gemara is correct. He knew the Gemara is correct. He wasn't asking a kasha on the Gemara and saying, I'm toiling for the Gemara. Anyway, to this week's parsha, Rav Abba commented on Rav Moshe, who commented on the Ramban, who commented on Avraham Avinu.
Rav Moshe thought he was right asking a kasha on the Ramban. I know better than the Ramban what was going on.
Very good. So my father, every year asked us the following question. But then we knew the answer already, but still it was part of the Seder. He said, the cat ate the gedi. So that was wrong. What do you think of this?
The dog
was right. The stick was wrong.
Keep going, Hashem.
The fire was wrong. Was right. Yeah, if you keep going, then the bark was wrong. What's that? Okay? So the answer is that the dog was also wrong. Mind your own business. That's what he was trying to teach us. I'll say, who's right? Rav Moshe or the Ramban or Rav Abba? Who's right? Rav Moshe, the Ramban or Rav Abba? Or Rav Avinu was certainly right. But the Ramban said he was wrong. That's Rav Moshe's time on the Ramban. How can you talk about the Avos and say he did a sin unless Chazal revealed to us that he did a sin? Like you have a Rav Avinu says when he took the into the army, he went to fight. He took.
But that was the answer of a robber. When
the Chazal could reveal to us if Rav Avinu did something wrong, but if Chazal didn't, Rav Moshe asked, because Chazal didn't, then we have no right. Ramban has no right to ascribe a chet of Rav Avinu that Chazal did not reveal to us was a chet. And Rav Abba said, Rav Abba said, he said his understanding of the Rishonim is they could. They were so embedded in the words of the Chumash, in the words of the Gemara, that they could.
He said that was a shot.
Okay, so. So I don't know who's right. Anyway, so the Machlekes Rishonim, how did this all start? Because our friend here quoted from the Rishonim to say that a cotton is, the father is Machlekes in Machanach a cotton, but the cotton is not Machlekes in the Rabbana. Now I'm going to say that. You have to appreciate this question. Okay? He said, if you can't be Machayev a cotton of the Oraisa, and you can be Machayev in the Ramana, the same cotton. Like, how could Ramana say he's Machayev in something? But the Torah can't even say he's Machayev in something. How could Ramana say his question? So you have to say he's not even Machayev in the Ramana, but the. On the other hand, the Gemara talks about a cotton, a view to hold a cotton could be might see a gadol in a mitzvah in the Kriyas HaMegillah. They're both mechuyim in the Rabbanan. The gadol is mechuyim in the Rabbanan because Megillah in itself is only in the Rabbanan. We don't pass them like that. So the Mora Shin Zaylu, Tarchino Meyucha, Viyavru, Yechofu, Mavoy Roicha, Vatu, Vashmuchanor, Chorachaya. How do you like that? Yud Aleph. Mitzvah Zu, Hikachol HaMitzvah, Asay, Linyan Kavona, Uvifrachu, Bedibur, so Mitzvah Srichus Kavona. We talked about that the other night, right? Ayin Rosh Hashanah, Chalkesim and Aleph, Sugya, Avuah Yishmuel, Rishainim, Vabrainim, Vapoisim, the Tzorach Kavano, and he goes in the Tfilah, that whole Bogan Avram about being Yaitse in Tfilah, so anyway you would not be Yaitse, Elam Ken Kivein, Lotso, is in their Chaybos Kiddin. Lotso, is in their Tzorach Kavano, the whole Mrs. Saints Rishas Kavona, the Kavona come to be around Rosh Hashanah, that was Hakuman the Silver Mitzvah Saints Rishas Kavona, but if he doesn't even mean to do this action, even the Skagam the Mitzvah Cheres Gora, the Sasek Mitzvah Kavit.
Where was Kavit Mitzvah?
It says there, if you shech a korban, chatos b'shei chulin, you shech the chatos shelo lishmo, it's possible. But if you shech the chatos b'shei chulin, it's not possible.
You must understand what the Gemara is
saying.
I'm not driving. You're going to be happy to. Anyway, so it says, if you shech the chatos l'shem chulin, it's not possible. Because only basmino machritz. If you're in the ballpark, then it could be called shelo lishma. I'm explaining it very superficially. But if you have in mind chulin, it's not even in the ballpark, so that doesn't even affect my lishma. But the sasei mitzvah ka'ovid, came kind of Mokiva Moses with Silo, and he is a cloud. He was discovered the Mitzvah of Silo. He was discovered to the Mitzvah of Silo, and he is a cloud. He discovered the Mitzvah of Harris. About the Mitzvah of the Rabbonah, the Silo of the Rabbonah of the Kamashitos, but in the Palace War of that day, or Matikin, we come up near it, and he is a cloud. The Gorah, we discovered the Islamate, even the Ksos Mitzvah, Ika Gorah. Problem of the answer if you have to try him, the history is you have to try him. The Gomel Gomel Yoko Rakim Kivain Lotzeis. The Torah is written, the name is Mitzvah Kavona, Ayan Shom.
So what you're saying that even if, you won't be Yoki,
right.
Unless he's Makami specifically in the OC Kiddush and Davin.
Right. What's happening? I think I need more sleep.
You need a cookie.
What?
You need to eat a cookie.
Oh, believe me.
There you go.
Oh, that's why I don't have the snap.